I am Liz McKay. This is the interview with Pat Wilson, Julia Murray, Francis Owens, and Francil Swilly for the Arkansas Extension Homemakers Council Oral History Program. This is being done on January the 20th, 2012 at the Union County Cooperative Extension Service Office Conference Room, El Dorado, Arkansas in Union County. The audio recordings and transcript of this interview will be donated to the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History at the University of Arkansas. The recording, transcript, and any other related materials will be deposited and preserved forever in the Special Collections Department, University of Arkansas Libraries, Fayetteville, and the copyright will belong solely to University of Arkansas. Are you willing to give the Pryor Center permission to make the audio file and transcript available to others? Your answer is
yes.
First, I'd like for you to give your complete legal name and spell it for me, and then tell me the city and county in which you presently reside.
I'm Patricia Wilson, PatriciaWilson. I live in Union County on the Weston Road in El Dorado, Arkansas.
I'm Julia Murray, J-U-L-I-A-M-U-R-R-A-Y. I live on Weston Road, born and raised there, and
just where you live in county.
Union County. It's El Dorado, Arkansas, Union County.
I'm Francis Owens, F-R-A-N-C-E-S-O-W-E-N-S. I live on
You live in the Faircrest community outside of El Dorado. Go ahead.
I live in the Faircrest community.
El Dorado, Arkansas.
El Dorado, Arkansas.
Union County.
Union County.
Okay.
I'm Francil Swilly, F-R-A-N-C-I-L-L-E-S-W-I-L-L-E-Y. I live about 10 miles from El Dorado on the Mount Holly Road, and that's in Union County.
EHC members, this is going to be a very informal interview. I would like for you to share your memories of your involvement with the Extension Homemakers Program, the good times and the challenges. What has been your association with the Extension Homemakers Program? What have you learned? How long have you been associated with the program? And what was your first club in which you were associated in what year? Are you presently a club member? And if so, please give the name of the club, county, and district. And do you have any special remembrances of that first club? And you know, why did you join, and why have you continued to be a member?
Patricia, I'm Patricia Wilson. I actually feel like I have been as long as I was just a little girl when I went with my grandmother and my mother, and then I joined after, well, I finished high school and I was in 4-H all that time. And then I went to school, I became an RN. And at that time I was not really associated, but when I finished school, I got married and moved in the community of Newell. So I joined the Newell, and then it was not Extension Homemakers, it was Home Demonstration Club. And that was about 1955. And of course my mother and my grandmother were still there. And we went to each homes each month and served refreshments. Each person was responsible for that, and my mom and they and the girls really enjoyed doing that. Boys didn't get to go, and they were a little jealous of that, our two brothers. But we learned a lot from that, just from listening to the older people, and we knew from that that that's what we wanted to do. I did especially. And so when I had children and stayed at home, then I really became a EHC member then. I've been president and I've belonged to several committees, and right now I'm president of the council. And I guess that right now is what you want to know.
I'm Julia Murray, and Pat is my sister, the one you just heard. She pretty much covered all of it. I can remember as a small child that, in fact, I can't remember how young I was. I figure Grandma and Mother carried us to the club meeting. And each club meeting was held in one of the neighbors' houses because, well, most of us didn't have cars. Mom and Dad didn't have, Mom and Grandma didn't have access to a car. They had to walk to the club meeting. We liked that, and we loved going to the houses because these ladies, who were a lot older than I was then, made the best dessert you ever ate. And we didn't have access to that growing up, but we knew when we went to club meeting we were going to get it. And they would make punch for the drinks and probably Kool-Aid if it was invented back then. But we learned to sew, to decorate, and as we were growing up, this all rubbed off on us because we all learned how to do it and went from there into 4-H. And then I became a 4-H leader. And of course, I had children of my own then, so it was easy. And we had quite a few 4-H clubs around in our community. So that also was a learning process for the children, which I had learned earlier. And then I am now president of Newell Extension Homemakers Club in my town, city, where I live.
I'm Frances Owens.
What about some of your experiences, Frances?
Well, let's see. I have...
When did you first become associated with the EHC club?
My mother was an extension. Was an extension. I think they called them something.
Home
demonstration clubs back then. And I would go with her to the meetings. And of course, I had blonde hair and I would look like a little Indian, so I got a lot of, things. They pat me on the head and everything like that. As I got older and in high school and out of high school, I went into a catering business. And I did that for years and made cakes for people and did weddings and everything like that. And all of a sudden you could get stuff now in town instead of having to have it done. Then I went back to the house, to home, and just having a good time being senior citizens.
I'm Francie Swilly. I was born in 1933. When I was about 10 years old, Miss Myrtle Watson, the mm-hmm. home demonstration agent, mm-hmm. came to my grandmother's house to visit because my grandmother, two aunts, and a mother were club members of Cairo and Schuler clubs. Ms. Watson asked if I wanted to join the 4-H club. I did, and was a 4-H member until I was about 18 years old. I went to Fayetteville for camp 2 or 3 years for a week on the University of Arkansas campus. As the 4-H members of this county got to go on a bus, and I might put in right here that Patricia and Julia that have previously spoken, we were all in the 4-H club together. Their mother was our helper, leader, chaperone, whatever you want to call her. I learned to sew and many other things because we lived on a small farm. After I married in 1954, I joined the Rose Hill Club near Lisbon. Later, we named the club Lisbon Home Demonstration Club in Union County. I've been a club member ever since. It has been too long ago for me to remember the first meeting that I belonged. And then we changed the name to Lisbon Extension Club, Union County. During the early years, when my two boys were little, they were born in 57 and 61, I made some of their clothes and mine. We had suit coats, pants, shirts, my dresses, shirts, suits, and the county club council would hold a dress review in El Dorado. I have some pictures of the mothers with the children modeling their clothes that we made. Also, the women would model the outfit they made for themselves. I joined the club because we lived in the country, and it was a good way to get together with neighbor women and learn new ways to do things. The county agent would provide programs. Miss Maydia Asable was the agent beginning about 1948. I have a newspaper picture of my mother and aunt that was made in 1934 or 35 at the fair, showing them in their club booth. Since I joined the club, I've been president, secretary and treasurer, 4-H leader. I've attended council meetings and a few district meetings, but I don't remember the dates. Entering items in the fair has been the thing to do since I was in the 4-H club and then after I got grown and an EHC member. The change I've seen in the last few years is that women other than farm women have joined, and also young women are interested, and we the older learn from the younger, and the younger ones learn from the older. In the past few years on Achievement Day, which is when all clubs come together, we have made lap robes, turbans, pillows, wheelchair caddies for nursing homes and cancer patients.
Now I would like to ask you, what changes have you experienced in the Extension Homemakers organization, and what has Extension Homemakers taught you about people?
My favorite activity, I think, is just meeting together once a month, either at the council meeting or our regular meetings, because we always learn something. And the programs have changed, which is not bad, because I think they have kept up with the times, because a lot of people don't sew, they don't milk their cows, and they don't churn their butter anymore. So the things that we learn now are different with the times, which I enjoy that too. What I've learned about people, well, I have learned that everybody, you're not going to get along with everybody, but you learn to love each other, because that's what we're there for, is the companion and the learning of other people and the learning of things. And I think that has taught me that, because sometimes you want to peg people, and you know, you just can't do that if you're going to belong to an organization. And I want to share one thought that I have thought about a long time. I'm going back to when we were little, we were at a club meeting. I think I might have been the oldest that time. But some little boy went out and got the push lawnmower and pushed it across the lawn, and the blade was going round and round and round. And about the time I got to him, he stuck his finger in it, and it cut the end of his finger off. So his mother told me till the day she died that you cut my little boy's finger off, and so I have never forgot that as long as I That was not a good memory, but anyway, it's something that I've always remembered, and maybe that helped me decide that I wanted to be a nurse. I don't know, but anyway, that is one thing I would like to share.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I was at that club meeting, too, and all the kids were sent outside to play, or at least we ran outside to play, and I see this young man every once in a while, but he doesn't say anything to me about getting his finger cut off. But I'm going to tell you, it was an exciting day at that club meeting. And people, what about the people we meet and the people we're associated with? Well, you know, they come in all sizes, all personalities, and you're not going to get along with all of them, but you will try to get along with everybody. And that's something else we've learned in our club meetings, is to be friendly, and we work together. And so we have met in groups. It's not club meeting, and we cook, we make cancer turbans, and these go to the cancer patients in our area. And we have made, that's what we do when we sew. We make cancer turbans. We also have sewn baby dolls that go to the children's clinic, and little lap robes for the babies. And it's always something interesting. And if you can't think of something, somebody sitting there will help you. They'll think of something, and then we go for it. And that's the way the club works.
What changes have you experienced as an Extension homemaker? And what has your experience taught you about people, Frances?
Well, some know, you know, they want to be helpful, and some are don't want to be helpful. But there's a lot of want in a lot of people, and it's kind of hard sometimes to get around all of that, to get a, if you having to try to do something, you have to kind of explain it two or three times to get it done.
Okay.
This is Fran Seal Swillier. I've lived in the country all my life, and it began with the Home Demonstration Club. And while I was growing up, and the war was on, people had canning places to sew mattresses, and I believe that's probably why home demonstration clubs began back in the country, because women had to sew, cook, take care of the house, and you were glad to get to meet with other women in the country so you could learn from them and have fellowship with them. And it has still carried on in all my years. We meet once a month, we eat, we learn, and we have fun. And I don't understand why a lot of other women don't want to do that, because it's just been our way of life. The fair has been a big thing every year. Even when we were in the 4-H Club, we entered things in the fair. My brother and sister had a calf, but that wasn't for me. I did in the sewing and the cooking. But kids learned in those days how to live. And I am thankful that I've lived in the country and that I still have friends from way back, which that would be, I'm 78 now, probably 60-something years that we have been associated with 4-H Club and Home Demonstration Club, which now is Extension Homemakers, which that's a good name because that's what we are. We pray to be better homemakers.
Now, I would like for you to share any other memories or experiences or thoughts that you would like to share. I know that Pat and Julia have a unique experience of how their grandmother came to this county, and so I'm just going to turn the turn it over to each person that's here today, and they can tell how their family came to Union County and any other experiences with extension or just what life was like growing up.
Okay, Patricia. Well, I think it was like 1918. My grandmother and grandfather, he was raising hogs in Iowa, and it was really cold there, and somehow he got word that Arkansas was a warmer place to live, so they packed all their belongings, furniture, and their hogs, put them on a train. They had a train, the Western El Dorado train, and the train came to El Dorado, and then they put them on this train for some reason, I don't know, and the train came to, it was called Edgar Crossing. There was a sawmill there, and that's where they unpacked their belongings, and they had their hogs, they put them out in the, where they had a pen there, and started farming. Then my mom and dad, well, mom came with them, then my dad came later, and then they married after they came here, after my grandma and grandpa came, then mother and daddy came and married in El Dorado, and dad didn't work on the farm. He worked in town. He liked to work with cars, so he worked in town, and my grandfather and grandmother did the farming, and they had five children, three girls and two boys, and so we had to learn to garden and learn to farm, and we had the animals, but dad always wore a white shirt and a button-up tie, and he went to work every day, and we worked at home. So I'll let Julia tell you some more things about that.
I'm Julia. I'm going to add to her story. My grandmother and grandfather got married in Omaha, Nebraska. And my grandfather had been down here in April. And so he telephoned back to them and said, pack up everything you have, we're going to Arkansas, because it was in April. The flowers were blooming, the trees were budding out, and when he left Omaha, I don't want to use the word he used, but anyway, the snow was up to whatever, and so they were glad to come south to where it was warm. Now, this is the good part. Our grandpa was a veterinarian. He treated hogs, and that's what he had in Omaha, a hog farm. Well, he brought this huge, huge hog, and when he got down to the depot to load it, now him and grandma had just got married, and they were coming down for their honeymoon. And when they got to the depot to load the hogs on, well, they told Grandpa, you have to stay back in the cattle car with the hogs. You can't stay up here in where the passengers are. He said, but we just got married. We don't care. You have to stay with your animals and take care of your animals. So they came to El Dorado, to where the train was, and people started gathering around when they saw this huge, huge hog unloaded out of that train. It's the biggest one they had ever seen. And they nicknamed Grandpa Hog Smith. And that's the name he went by, I guess, until he died. But anyway, he told everybody, him and Grandma had to spend their honeymoon either in the car with animals or not together. So they decided not together because he had to take care of the animals. And it was quite a day. It was in the paper, but of course I don't have the clipping, but from that day on he was known as Hog Smith. And of course that was before my time, but naturally, it was told in the family, and Grandma did have some pictures of this big old hog with her standing beside it. And he was huge, but that's how people came to the South to farm and to have their cattle and whatever, because it was the difference in the temperature from north to south. Now, some people still liked it cold, but my folks didn't.
Are there any other memories or experiences or thoughts, Frances, that you would like to share, or how your family came to Union County?
My mother's and them came from Union County, North Carolina. And Grandpa was real short. He was short. Mama was short. I got a little taller whenever Mama got married, and Daddy was tall. And we all were farmers, and Daddy was a peddler. He had vegetables in the summertime that he went, and he had people that had moved to town that wanted these vegetables because they had lived in the country. And then whenever it got cold, he had the hogs, and we had hog killings and everything like that. And then we'd have to take it and salt it down and everything like that, and then hang it up and smoke it to make hams and everything, like, you know, and bacon and all. And a lot of people thought it was kind of hard, you know, when the ones come to town and everything, you know, and then they stop. But the thing about it was, Daddy didn't have a problem. He was one of those that if they didn't want it, that's fine, you know, and he just went on. And but we made it, and then whenever I come along, I was kind of almost last on the list. I had to have a baby brother, and so we just made do. In fact, I didn't know till I got in high school that I was poor. You know what I'm saying? And then I thought, well, I come to find out that we was better off than a lot of them back in those days. At least we had food to eat, and a lot of them didn't.
I'm Fran Seal. I remember I found an article that my mother in 1928 was a 4-H club member. And Miss Myrtle Watson was the agent then. And I can remember the curb markets where the farmers brought their fruits and vegetables to town, and there would be 20 or 30 farmers with their vegetables. And I remember as a little kid running up and down the aisles in that little curb market, which was down on South Washington in El Dorado. And like there are a few now that people bring their vegetables in to El Dorado, and they just call it the farmer's market. So we are going back to some old times when people like fresh vegetables and fruits, and they are a good thing this day and time as they were back in 1930s.
Friends Hill, would you tell us something about your 4-H experience? Because when we had our 100-year celebration for 4-H, you got up and you had some wonderful things to say about 4-H. How did 4-H impact you?
I lived in the country. You just had one vehicle, and your dad would probably go on to work in it. So we in the country, they would come around and establish clubs, 4-H clubs, and I joined. because I lived on a farm. And I went to school at Mount Holly, which was a long way off back then. We rode the bus. And in my 4-H experiences, we would get to go to camps with other kids, and you learn to cook and sew and know how to associate with people, and you learned how to speak. And the boys would have the hogs and the calves in the fair, and it was just a good thing for country kids because we didn't have the means to go anywhere, and it was a really good experience for us to get to go long way off to Fayetteville for a camp. And we had to have chaperones, and they were our 4-H leaders, and I'm just thankful that we had that opportunity in the country, because you didn't get to go unless you went with somebody else or on the school bus if you went to camps. So it was a way of living for us country folks. And I'm thankful that we had that county agents and leaders, and they were interested in young people. And we weren't, yeah, Miss Smith, Pat and Julia's mother, I remember her. She had the best laugh. I can hear her laughing. Now, she was more fun. I mean, she just was fun. And I'm thankful that we had those kind of leaders.
Thank you all for your contributions to Extension Homemakers and for sharing your time and memories with us.